Okay, everybody. What else is there? Inflate go.
No, I can't see that. I can't see that.
Can you see this? Can you see when this?
Watch. What's that used for?
When you have to do your clothes.
Okay. Sorry, when you have
this
to what?
Looks do oddly, your clothes. This looks like it would taste delicious.
What have you ever drunk that makes you think any...
That looks like blue Gatorade.
Any, that looks like it would taste delicious. I never liked probably blue die, Gatorade. Though. What is that? Windshield wiper fluid?
You were... I think so, actually. Oh, you know what? This makes this sound even better. Ready? Thick, rich, lubricating suds.
That doesn't make sense better at all.
The lubricating doesn't help. Let's we'll do this. Thick, rich suds.
What's your opinion on the word suds?
So then it's not windshield wiper fluid.
The ultimate clean.
What is it?
That doesn't look like it produces any suds. It looks so crystalline.
No, it's windshield washer fluid. That's why it's got no suds.
Crystalline? Wait, but you just said no suds. You just said there are suds.
Oh, it does make suds. Look at the suds it's making.
No, but suds, sorry. Maybe not as we would consider suds. I went through that bubbles.
Oh, it's like jelly. It's like jelly.
Yeah, oh my god.
It's like jello. It's gelatin that's not
tastes even better now.
What we're currently doing is reviewing garage products, by the way.
Yeah. I have some diamond wood finishing.
Does that mean that
recently made a table.
Does that mean that the wood is finished like a diamond, or the...
Yeah. It's a very small table. It's miniature size.
It's worth hundreds of dollars.
Remember those pizzas, when you used to get pizzas at school?
Like pizza lunches go on the table? Go on.
Why did everyone want that fucking table?
Do you know...
Because when you're a child,
speaking of, as we were speaking earlier, of online purchasing... And I, you know, when I purchased my,
Was that right here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were mangeing.
Pardon?
Mangeing.
Under, you know, one of those little tables? Somebody was actually selling it as a miniature dining room table for $3.
What, the pizza table?
Yeah.
Where were they selling it?
On Letgo.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
You know my grandmother collects those? She uses those?
For what?
When she puts things in jars, like let's say things that need to be fully submerged in oil. She flips it upside down and she twists it into the jar. So it pushes everything down. She gets those specially delivered from Italy when my uncle comes from Italy.
What, the little tables?
No, they're little tables, but they're actually smaller.
Oh.
And designed for inside jars.
Oh, no. We're talking about the pizza one.
Yeah, she uses those when she runs out of the other ones.
Oh, okay, got it.
But what purpose do they actually serve?
They don't hold
the slices together. I think they stop the pizza box from collapsing down onto that.
Yeah, I never thought about that. You might be right. But then I don't know. That's a very small surface area to disperse that much weight. The rest of the box. Actually, you wouldn't, really, if it was your theory, which I kind of agree, you wouldn't put it in the middle of the box because that's the lowest part of the box. You have to put it in the highest part of the box, which is on the crust.
No, I think you'd put it in the middle of the box to disperse the weight evenly.
I don't know about that. Chris?
Yeah, I just realized that I'm being an asshole. Hold on, let me put this away.
I wasn't doing that because you're being an asshole like a teacher.
No, Chris?
Stop being a fucking asshole, okay?
You guys must have come in right when the whole cell phone, teacher taking your cell phone was like full blown, but I was at the beginning of that. So at the beginning of that, teachers didn't know what to do. Because they were like, can I really take it from them because it's not, it's theirs.
I remember my French teacher took my cell phone.
Who? Chilich?
Yeah.
I sold her stapler, that bitch.
That's all nice to say.
No, I'm telling, well, she wasn't a bitch. She was, whoever gave her grade 9 did not like her because that lady was not built for that.
I remember my...
But what happened was, for some reason, she just took my, she took my phone for no reason. No, I didn't have a phone. She took my iPod. Which I don't even know why. Maybe she just saw it in my pocket. Because I wouldn't have been in class with it on.
So she took her stapler.
Yeah, as I was leaving the class, I took her stapler.
If that was me, I would be like, okay, go fuck yourself. I don't need this stapler. Like, why'd you... Why? Yeah, but,
no, because you know why? Different things mean different things to different people.
Sure. But her life's not going to be over without a stapler.
I know, but when you're 13, you're looking for any little win you can get in the world.
So what you do? You put it in your bag, and then you wrote a ransom?
No, I actually...
And then sent it to her?
Yeah.
Under her door?
No, I didn't. You know what I did?
You stapled in different letters.
I sent her you staples in a little envelope. Showing her
one at a time. Every 5 minutes, I use another.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, if you don't get back my iPod, I'm gonna take one out every minute.
When you're a kid, you're really dumb.
Yeah, it's true.
Remember, I don't know, I feel like you guys remember. Remember when everybody thought that the juice box flaps, like those little...
Oh, were like a contest?
I don't even know. So you know under a juice box if you open...
The little Tetra Paks.
Yeah, the Tetra Paks. If you open like the side triangles.
Yeah.
There's like a color underneath.
Okay.
I don't know who the fuck started this.
It just started.
But some child told me once that if the two colors match, you win a prize.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure they match fairly often.
Do you know what show, what TV show, maybe I'm gonna give you guys a guess, probably, what show like perfectly encapsulates that part of your life? And what, exactly. Where it's like you're living in like a big, in like a big world, your own rules, nothing really matters, doesn't count about anything.
Kind of missed that. Good show.
I loved Recess. It was a great show.
That's what I mean. Like that's your whole world is just those boundaries.
I'm just trying to think what else there was. Was there one other one? I'm just trying to remember. There must be others that I'm
show?
Not. I'm not. No. Like other little.
Do you remember Pogs?
What did we do? See, I never got into any of that. Like I don't know. It was just never my thing. Like I never really got into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Like,
I never got into Pokemon cards. Beyblades I got into for a summer, I'm not gonna lie.
Beyblades were fucking lit.
That shit, I found the big stainless steel bowl, like a huge one.
Oh, we did that too.
Yeah.
We would flip tables.
That fucking big cord that was like this big.
Oh, the long ass rip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck
they
you
still
bitches.
They still have championships for those things.
It was kind of fun though, like it was, you know, when you're,
I was really
when you're a
that
kid.
A dragon didn't actually come out of mine though.
Oh man, you know how fucking devastated
yeah.
I was? I was like, what the fuck? Did I get a broken one?
That's that. Remember when you were a kid and you used to build ramps, like, for your bikes? I don't know if you guys ever did this. We did this.
Mm. Oh, can
and
you
like,
sweet ramps?
My grandfather genuinely, one summer, built me one, like a proper one. And I thought it was like, it was maybe like 8 inches off the ground. But at that time it was like, oh my god, this is unbelievable.
You're the coolest kid on the street.
I wasn't, because I couldn't ride without, I wasn't stabilizers for a while.
I wasn't, because I didn't have a bike. And
just,
I was just,
do you remember
just a ramp.
That? You remember that little kid?
I'm taking my ramp home.
Just drag it home. Do you remember that little kid that lived on the same street as us or nearby? And like one day he tried to go off like a ramp over a hole because they were doing construction.
And he fucking fell in the hole? Did he really?
No, he didn't fall in the hole.
Did he? Oh, I thought he did.
No, he was like boosting, saying that he could fucking jump over this fucking thing with the ramp.
He was boosting. That's the one I haven't heard in a while.
Saying that he could fucking go over this sweet jump. And it was like fucking 8 feet long. He was like a 6-year-old.
Did he kill himself?
No, he probably did. Haven't heard from that guy.
That's obvious he's dead.
He's in that hole.
He must be dead.
He's still in that hole.
He's
there was,
alive.
You know how, when you do something for the first time, and like, wow, it's amazing, and then you do it half a dozen more times, then on five times later, you kill yourself? So it was like that when we discovered you could take your bike downstairs. So everybody for like the first, like, you know, when you're young, every new experience is like, oh my god, it's unbelievable.
Right.
So one summer, cause when I was growing up anyway, there used to be like 20 of us on the street. So we all kind of did.
It was fucking deep, holy shit.
There was
like
no,
seven
there was.
Of us.
I mean, my family was four, but we're all close. The neighbors were two here, two at the other corner. Three down, so it was a lot of us. We were all like more or less from the same age, like all within 3 or 4 years of each other.
Damn, you guys rolled deep.
So we did it. We did like everything together, right?
Can
so
I put this on top of here?
Yeah. Okay. No, you're gonna really mess my setup up.
No, I don't know.
So one summer,
just make sure
we
you
go.
Don't
we what we used to do is we used to ride our bikes. Sing. We used to ride our bikes to the park and play soccer for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
So one day when we're fooling around in the park riding our bikes, like up the there was be like a little hills and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody went down the stairs by accident
and was like, "Oh my!"
On
God.
Their bike. And everybody was watching, waiting for this person to die. I think it might even be my small brother. And
my small brother. Who says it like that?
Well, because I have
my
two.
My small brother. No, but my small brother.
My small brother. Well, he's shorter than us, so still. So he's still
I
the
mean,
small brother.
Actually correct, but.
So he went down and everybody's like, oh my god, it's amazing. And then he did it again. And then we're all doing it. And then like for the whole week, everybody was doing it. And then one day I remember it was either.
My small brother or my small
brother? No, it might have been me or the neighbor because it happened very quickly. We both went down and like we tried to do like a different angle. And as we went down, the bicycle pedal caught the step, and I fell right over. Like I felt like I did like a 360. I don't remember how it even happened.
My goodness!
And then like for a week I couldn't do it, and then I had to build up the power,
the courage, not the power. I had
to build the power. I was fat. I had to get the power to go back up the hill.
To charge yourself up. Plug myself into the
that
wall.
That was like me on fucking skateboard. I never had any luck on a skateboard.
Oh, I never. My one of my best friends growing up.
Remember that time you took the biggest fucking wipeout on that Segway thing?
On the fucking hoverboard, whatever the fuck.
Oh my god. You know those electrical,
I went airborne.
But that was recent.
Oh, this is like 3 weeks ago.
No.
It's like last year.
The first time you went on that fucking thing, I wanna try one of those. 3 feet in the air.
I was literally in the air. Like, I was flying. Like, if there was a child underneath me, I would have cleared the child. That's how much air I got.
He fell on
his
ass.
And then I fell on my ass. And then he gave me a bag. Would you give me an ice pack? Or no, you gave me a bag of peas for my ass.
You could actually have frozen. Yeah. I thought that's something that existed in the movies. I've never seen a bag of frozen peas in real life.
Frozen peas?
Yeah.
And I put it right there on my tux.
How else do you have peas?
From a can. Or dried. We dried them. We actually go to a farm not to get peas, believe it or not.
Pick them individually? Yeah. You don't pick them from the pod, you pick them, like, they grow little, like grapes.
Yeah, like
grapes.
Them, yeah.
They grow like grapes? No, they don't.
No. Oh, God. Yeah, they grow like grapes. You just have, actually, peas are grapes, you just have to let them dry.
And peas
really dried are raisins.
Oh, sorry, grape, peas, and
raisins. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
it's amazing how the color changes.
That's another thing I could eat when I was younger.
And the size, but they're bigger.
That was another thing. As a kid, I loved raisins. Now I can't stand them.
I fucking hate raisins. I've always not liked raisins, actually.
No.
You like what?
Raisins.
Like chocolate. Those
crazy raisins?
No, it's a cranberry.
Crazy raisins.
Oh, no, those I don't like.
Oh.
Those actually, I lie. Those I like in cookies sometimes. If they're in a proper cookie, they're good.
As opposed to an improper cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Like one that has no manners.
What?
Fuck it, that's better than anything I was gonna come up with. Moving on. Well, there was also one winter we all went to, Christie Pitts. Because we spent a lot of time downtown when I was a kid.
Right.
That's not exactly downtown.
And, it's very close. It's as close to downtown as you can get and still have a garden.
Yeah.
Or a driveway, that's it.
Yeah.
Actually, not even a garden.
How do you feel about having a house without a driveway?
Without a driveway?
I don't think I can do that.
I'm not as fussed about that as having a house that has no backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need, as I get older, I realize what I would want if I ever had a house.
It's already a no-no, you basically.
And like for me, it's
He's
a kitchen.
Been a no-no for years, actually.
It's a kitchen, a basement, and a bedroom, and that's all I need. And give me as much backyard space as possible.
So if you had no front yard at all, like it was like door to sidewalk.
Well, so like we had downtown essentially, which was very close. It was like 10 feet of.
No. I'm saying that the sidewalk is here and your door is here. You open the door, you hit somebody.
And I hit my front door.
Yeah. You open the door.
Okay,
you hit
maybe not that drastic,
sidewalk.
But I do need some. Like I enjoy being outside, so I need some space.
So. So backyard over driveway.
That's what you're saying. Okay. How about you?
What would you? I don't know if I wouldn't be able to. I don't know if I would be able to have no driveway. Like.
Well, that's because you grew up with one. So maybe growing up with one, you're... Nobody... A garage for your car, like not just a space that people had, is very recent. So, for example, where my grandmother is downtown, where my Uncle Tony is, for example, you guys know.
Uncle Tony.
The houses there are... My grandma's house is something like 110 years old.
Okay.
And they built a garage in the back 30 years ago.
Mm.
So that just goes to show that a garage, somewhere to put a car, is a very...
Yeah, well, cars are
a very recent thing. Well, cars have been around for 100 years.
They came out like last
week.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, what? Not everybody had a car.
That's what I'm saying. So
now
the fact that you have
a car. Everybody has two cars.
Yeah, but there was always a place to park the car on the street. It was never an issue to park the car on the street.
Yeah,
because not everybody had a car.
Exactly. Now everybody has a car. Where the fuck you
So going? Everybody had a car. You know, when I was... Now people have less cars actually down there. Before when we were growing up, you couldn't find a parking spot downtown at all.
Where I lived, I used to live in an apartment downtown, and they just had like a fucking... It was just an unfinished lot.
Yeah, like a garage.
Just gravel everywhere, and you just park your car wherever.
Yeah.
It was just anarchy that worked out somehow.
Yeah.
Everybody went like, okay, this guy's here, I'm gonna go right beside him. Nowadays, if there's no fucking lines, nobody knows how to park the car. Well, there's no lines that can park sideways.
I actually find it harder to park when there's an empty parking lot. Like, when there's two cars to guide me, I know where to park.
Okay, if it's empty without lines, you're saying.
No, even with lines.
Then you're fucked.
With lines and there's no cars, it's harder for me to park.
You go between the lines anywhere.
Sorry, but there's no cars. I've never said this before, but you know that this is recorded.
Oh fuck.
Oh, now people.
This is like saying. This is like saying I have a 2-inch dick and I ejaculate 2% milk.
Are you a cow?
I'm a cow. I have a 2-inch penis.
No, but you have like 6 individual 2-inch penises.
Oh, little teats.
Are we saying peni or penises? What's the
little
consensus? Teats.
Little teats.
Are we saying peni or penises? What's the consensus here?
I'm gonna say
peni.
Peni.
Mandingos.
No, I'm saying peni or penises. Those are your options.
Okay, jackhammers.
Peni.
Okay, I'm gonna say penises.
Penises.
Is that cousin to the rhinoceros?
So anyway, let me finish my story, because you always say I never finish the story. So we went to Christie Pits, we went tobogganing, right? And there was a lot of us, as usual. And somebody came down on the toboggan, and I was just standing at the bottom, I don't know what I was doing, looking. And all I remember seeing is sky after. I got hit, like, right on my, right at foot level, and I went flying. I just went straight up, and then crashed down on my back.
Did it hurt?
And then everybody was doing it. Everybody thought it was hilarious.
And then everybody
would do that as a fun.
At the time at school. Just
running into people.
There was this one kid. I don't even know how it started. Like, there was two kids that got into a fight or something. And then one of the kids...
We'll start body checking everybody in the winter.
He started running up to him, and the kid just flipped him over.
Like, he ducked. And then
he ducked and lifted him over.
Hip checked him.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So then everybody just started running at the guy, and the guy just kept flipping everybody over in the winter.
And then we all got in trouble because it was very dangerous.
We in the winter just started body checking everybody. That's what we would do as a game.
We used to dig tunnels.
One time I felt bad. One time I body checked somebody... Oh, that was fun. We used to do it with the neighbor.
We used to build tunnels, but then the older grades was fucking destroyed tunnels.
Oh, see, that was just them being... Oh, when I don't know if you guys did this when you guys were in the playground, but whenever you saw a random ball, you would just kick it as hard as you could. I don't know if you guys ever did this. This is what we used to do. I used to love them. When one rolled up perfectly, you just get a good... Let's see, you used to do any ball. Fucking blast. Just fucking kick it as hard as you can.
What if it was your ball?
At one time... it never happened to me. I never brought the ball. I brought the ramp. Did she go to Dante? I don't remember. Maybe she did. Ooh. This poor girl, she was standing like maybe like 10 feet away, and I blasted the ball and hit her like right in the face, like not perfect, right at the side.
No.
Her ear was bleeding.
That's a terrible story. Why did you say
that? That was it.
The story? She died.
Did you apologize?
No, she died. I told you, I didn't have a chance.
She was bleeding from her ear.
Yeah, she was bleeding from her ear. Once you start bleeding from your ear, that's the telltale sign
that
it's over.
You're dying in 12
hours.
Go
to a doctor. Go to your doctor. Doctor, my ear's bleeding. He'll walk out of the room.
he'll say,
next patient, please.
He'll say, next patient.
Say, thanks for coming. Thanks for all your,
if you notice, there's always information, public service announcements, in school, on television, if your nose is bleeding. Because if your nose is bleeding, it's not fatal. How can you never hear about anything if your ear is bleeding?
Because they know you're done. Also, if your nose is bleeding, don't look up.
So if your ears are bleeding because this is boring you to death, sorry, but fuck off.
12 hours, you're dead.
Not even 12 hours.
6.5.
If it's your left ear, it's 12 hours. If it's your right ear, it's 30 minutes.
What if you're right-handed, though?
Even worse. Mm. Better get some Q-tips up in that bitch.
No.
Try to damn it up.
That'd make it worse, I think.
Have you ever thought, you can go to the doctor and get like yours professionally cleaned, like all this shit out. Have you guys ever done it?
Yes.
I really want to do it.
Sometimes my wax is good for your ear though.
No, I know. But sometimes my shit gets so fucked up.
I'm worried like over the course.
Yeah.
he puts shit in his ear to keep the sound dampening.
No, it's too loud. Too loud.
Mm. Too loud. Yeah.
But no, yes, it's
have you done it before?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Cause when I swim a lot.
Does it hurt?
They
fucking put a syringe.
That's what I mean.
Bitch.
Does it hurt?
It feels funny. It's like you get a water gun and you're like right in your fucking ear.
But there's a lot, some people say like a lot of it comes out. Is that true?
Yeah, and then he has a little fucking shwoobaroo and puts it by your ear. He puts
a what? A touch cone.
Say it.
I heard Toblerone.
No,
a shwoobaroo.
Like a scuba diving kangaroo. Yeah. Is a scoobleroo.
You know how a kangaroo has a pouch? Swimming with that. It's a
so that much comes out?
No, but it doesn't fucking fill the scoobleroo.
How big is a scoobleroo?
He's doing this. He's doing this emoji, and I'm supposed to think it's okay.
Because he puts it up to my ear.
What's it called? A Scooby-Doo?
The scoobleroo. He puts it up to my
ear. Because
I'm just
wondering after.
What did you do with it?
And then he goes, you want to see it? Sometimes I say yes, and he goes, no, you don't. And then he takes it away and throws it in the sink.
Yeah, I think I should get it cleaned. I don't think it's affecting my hearing at all. I just think it should be done.
No, like sometimes like after swimming.
Yeah.
I like to swim. And sometimes after swimming gets like,
you don't wear the plugs?
No, I don't do that.
Maybe you should.
I just let it happen. Because then I have an excuse to go get my ears cleaned. And
see, I'm one of the school blues. Was it just your normal family doctor?
Yeah, it's just my family doctor. I go, hey, my ears are fucked. And he goes, okay.
You go, hey, family. You go, hey, fam.
Hey, fam, doc.
Oh, doc fam.
Doc fam. Doc fam sounds like a
I dare you to call him that.
Doc fam?
Yeah.
He'd probably be like, okay.
Do you have to make an appointment to see your family doctor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you? I don't.
Well, if they have time available.
Yeah, I know. He's also...
You're telling me that your family doctor, if you walk in, there's a full schedule of
patients. He goes, hey, Scooby-Doo!
Hey, Mikey, I'll put you in the ward 5 minutes.
My dad's your doctor.
5 minutes, you'll be done. Don't worry about it, Mikey. Don't man.
No, you just wait until...
But what if he's got a full... What if he's...
Yeah, we just wait all day.
I was about to say full roster.
That's what it is actually called. That's what it's actually called.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. That's funny. So I thought it was a schedule. Maybe, see,
that's
maybe,
actually what it's called.
You know what? See, isn't that amazing? This is what always fascinates me. Sometimes when you say something, it's obviously in my mind. I might have heard that somewhere. It might just be pure coincidence. But then when you hear something like, did I hear this somewhere? And then it's just like,
no, you have a family doctor, somewhere? You're rostered to your doctor.
Oh, so it's not how I was using it.
Is the doctor my coach or is the doctor my GM?
He's both. He's your life coach.
No, but at my doctor, if I walk in before he's closed, he has to see me.
Yeah, if he has time.
Oh, okay. He has to see you. Okay. Because that's he's duty-bound to care.
He just opens his eyes.
But, like, hey! But it's not like if you walk in and Chris is there before you, he goes, don't worry about me.
No, obviously Chris is going
to
be
this guy. He waited 5 minutes for me. I wait.
But I didn't make an appointment to see him.
I just make an appointment because it makes my life easier. Because then my
guy doesn't make appointments.
Oh, well then.
You're full of shit.
He just spins a wheel.
What's your guy? Some freestyling doctor who's prescribing, I don't know, aubergine to
solve your like appointments. You just walk in. It's walk in, but you have to.
Gosh, you're really fucking melting.
Is that where you wrote your schedule on your arm?
Huh?
Is that where you wrote your appointment?
No, there's no.
Dr. Scooby-Doo,
I'm just peeling a lot. So I got burnt.
Where? There hasn't been enough sun.
No,
this is me, see?
That one day, last week.
I've already begun my base.
Last week was really sunny. Like,
okay.
A week,
but you work inside, Michael.
No, it was my day off, so we went to the lake.
You went fishing.
Thanks for the invite.
We went fishing.
Thanks for the invite.
It wasn't with you.
We went to a
pretty sizable lake.
Yeah, you keep talking.
And it was windy. And we were in a fucking canoe in the middle of the lake. And we almost...
As many Aboriginal people have been for hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah, because this guy's fucking Aboriginal.
Look at him. He's basically hanging out with Aboriginal people.
He's basically the one taking it over.
They call him Little Dick Big Teats.
Little Big Teats? That's what they call him?
Little Big Scooblaroo.
They call him 2% sperm.
They call him Scooblaroo Skidori.
So we almost tipped the fucking canoe in the middle of the lake.
Okay.
Because the way that we were...
You guys were not wearing your life jackets?
No.
Of course not.
Which is a lovely piece of technology, I have to admit. It still fascinates me to this day.
What?
If you wear one of these, you will not drown.
Yeah.
That's a big claim.
I mean, unless you flip over and then your face is in the water. In which case, you should flip yourself back
Yeah, but
over.
Is that really drowning?
But some people panic.
Is that really drowning, though?
If your face is in the water and you're ingesting water, that's drowning.
Yeah, but if you cannot realize that your face is in the water...
No, some people... Okay, listen. I've worked at... I've seen people at pools.
Where have you seen them?
At pools. In the shallow end. Where they stand in the water and then they slip and now they can't get out of the water.
No,
and
but that's
like,
just
stand
that's
up.
Just funny because that's the fear that everybody has. It's actually embarrassment is what scares you almost.
They're little children, so it's like it's not as bad.
You know what I mean? Like, you know when you slightly not like you trip and you fall, but you're like as you're walking.
You stumble.
There might be like some unevenness.
Yes.
And the first thing you do is
all the time.
Oh, I fucking hate that. And the first thing you do is
then everybody see me?
What?
I don't say it out loud. I'm not a freak.
What the president over here just did is he looked to his left, then his right, then his left again, as if he was about to approach an
intersection. Sorry, what's my name?
I decided to call you the president for that instance.
Why? See, the president makes sound more like a dictatorship than anything.
So what our highness holiness just did.
That's much better, thank you.
Highness holiness?
Yeah. You can call him holiness highness if you want. It's interchangeable.
Or just...
John.
Our holiness?
Big teeth, little
bit. No, you can call him John Holiness.
The third. Oh, James can't say anything. That's another one from
really
my childhood.
Fuck each other.
That was...
That's a new one, though. You should just go fuck each other now.
That's just...
That happens a lot.
Michael doesn't want us to feel left out, that's why.
Mm. He doesn't want us to feel left out?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's getting service, as you called it.
I actually do need an oil change in my car. Speaking of service...
Yeah, that's why he's going for...
How often do you change your oil in your car?
5,000.
But do you actually...
I check it when I get to around 4,500 just
Hold
to see.
Why did you give him an answer and then he said, but do you really? And then you gave him a different answer.
Well, around 5,000 as a general marker, but it depends also how the car is running. So sometimes your car may go through more oil. It is temperature variant as well.
But
they say around 5,000.
Yeah, they changed the standard though. It used to be 10,000 from what I heard a long time ago.
I think that's something to do with the makeup of the oil now. I don't think the oil is 100%
natural. But now there's two. You can get a
synthetic. Yeah, but the synthetic is supposed to last longer, but... I don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't know. I drive a lot now, so I get it done fairly often, so I'm trying to push it.
Ooh. Now don't push that. Push your fuel economy. Don't push that.
Yeah, the way you fucking drive is maniacal.
You know when you want to drive and you want to save fuel? I'll tell you, because when I had to drive far for work, you realize what the trick is. You want to try to use the brakes as little as possible and accelerate as slowly as possible.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Can I tell you something? No, when somebody in front of you puts the brakes on, just in your mind, just delay half a second and you'll realize, oh, I don't have to put on the brakes.
Until you fucking crash into them.
You know, and then when you're in the guy's lap and you realize, sorry bro, I killed you, your ear is bleeding, you're gone.
Well, that fucking guy shouldn't have said that advice, that didn't work.
And every car has its ideal.
Schematic?
Economic.
Schematic.
Schematic.
That's what they put on your nose when you have to sneeze.
SCH are interesting to me.
Do you say schedule or schedule?
I do not say schedule.
Oh, I call it that roster thing.
Roster thing of my daily day.
Yeah.
My daily day.
Well, roster comes after the great Rastafarian scheduler.
Kick off.
Who used to schedule Bob Marley and some of the other...
Rostas? Rostas?
So stupid.
I had another Jamaican secret about mine. Now I forgot his name.
Nope, it's too bad.
Fuck.
So,
he was famous around Bob Marley's time. Fuck.
Jiminy Cricket. That's where my brain went. How's the educated guess?
Jiminy Cricket, an Italian cricket.
She's already.
look it up right now.
What?
Is Jiminy Cricket?
Wait, do you actually not know how to say
Pinocchio? Pinocchio's Italian. Scissors in Italian, how I was taught, was Forbici.
It's not Cisori! I know it's not Cisori!
So why are you looking...
Forbici.
Why do you keep looking it up?
Why do I keep looking it up?
Yeah,
I've looked it up multiple times.
Why do you keep looking it up? It's not going to change.
Forbici.
Scissors. So where'd you get Cisori?
I made it up!
Sounds like scissors in English.
Yeah,
does it really?
Cisori?
Does it really?
Kind of.
Scoobaloo.
Yeah, nobody questioned where the fuck Scoobaloo came from.
No, but that's because it's obvious.
The thing that says Chisori.
But that's because Scoobaloo is on.
His
look at this. Look at him.
He's practically Italian.
He's basically Bob Marley reincarnated.
Oh, okay.
I like that you guys gave me different languages that I'm speaking.
Yeah. Jamaican is English.
No, but he gave me Italian.
Oh.
I listened to what he was saying.
Yeah, but not the way you were saying it, where scissors and Chisori sound the same.
No, but see, look. Cisori. All of a sudden, it's Italian.
Yeah,
if you didn't know. If you didn't know, you wouldn't
know
anything.
No, see, he actually
didn't know
for a little bit.
I did. I thought somebody. Well, you said that somebody taught you this. So I'm like, who the fuck is this? Who taught you this?
Signori. Signori said Cisori. Quando è il Cisori? When is the scissors?
We should just drop him in Italy and see what happens.
Scusate, quando è il Cisori? What the fuck?
But what's funny is for half a sentence they'll be along with you. They'll be going, oh, I can help this one. And then
then they hit his own.
And they're like,
okay, guys.
Then they call me a skadooch.
A skadooch?
Yeah.
Oh, a skibbladoo.
Just pretend you speak Italian.
What else does skibbladoo mean? Can you give me two skibbladoos of the orange and the mint? Can you give me two scooby-doos of the coleslaw?
It's like that Joker's episode.
Can we go to Main Street? We haven't gone to Main Street in a while.
Oh, I've never been there.
You never been there? It's delicious.
Can
we go next week?
No, I don't know about next week.
They have a little Tuesday special, you know?
Yeah, let's go. We used to go for the...
Tuesday special.
We used to go for five, six of us.
The Scrooge place.
We used to go for... Oh, that was nice. That was another high
school. I thought you were about to say we used to go for Valentine's Day. My brain went, huh?
No, I think you know I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Neither do I, really. The last time I probably celebrated Valentine's Day was elementary school because I bought cards for everyone.
I know, that's another thing I miss. You used to give cards to everybody.
What
was funny was this year on Valentine's Day, for the first time, I'm like, fuck, I used to actually get cards for everybody.
What if you were just an adult?
You used to determine, okay, I'm gonna give the big one to her.
I'm gonna fucking, next one I'm gonna mail.
But like you have to work
cards.
Like an office job, like really professional and just
oh,
show
fuck
up.
With fucking, no, I'm gonna mail them.
Show up with fucking
I'm gonna ask you for your postal code one day.
My postal code should be similar to yours.
No, it's not though. Actually, I thought it was, like I,
for how example, do they, how do they section off
myself and the people across the street don't have the same one.
Well, obviously not, you guys don't live in the same house. I know what you meant, but I made a dumb joke.
But how does it section?
You know what? You know what's a dumb joke?
The street?
The person who makes a salsa. I'm still laughing at that in my mind.
I don't get
why. The person who makes a salsa at Amigos.
From downstairs.
From downstairs.
That's a stupid joke. Anyways.
That was a mean joke.
Was it mean though? There was nobody really who was there. Or there could be.
So gang, bro.
Do you really? You must. You've actually done that before, haven't you?
Oh, unironically.
Have you done that? Unironically. That's good. That's good because it's funny on more than one level.
He does this all the time.
When did he do it? Did you do it in front of your girlfriend?
Oh, this.
Yeah.
No, that's why he says bye.
Can I be honest with you? Because I'm a white person.
He goes, later, babe.
Do you feel when you're around your girlfriend more white or more ethnic?
I don't know.
Well, I can't answer the question. That's why I asked you. Chris, when Mike is around his girlfriend.
More white, I guess.
Do you?
Is she like white?
Yeah.
Like Canadian white?
Yeah.
Different from like European white. That's why I'm asking specifically.
Sometimes, so, you know, sometimes when I'm around like let's say an English white person, so a Canadian white person.
So she could be all, but English white is different from Canadian.
Yes,
white.
True. But when I'm let's say around white people,
sure.
Sometimes I feel ethnic. Super ethnic,
right?
Yeah.
Imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
I already look ethnic.
Somebody today at work was like,
"Why'd you touch
was
my
like,
eye?"
Was like, "Oh, you look. That's a nice outfit." And for 5 seconds, I'm like. Is that because I'm ethnic?
Or I'm wearing pants.
Is it because I'm ethnic?
Why?
I think it was because I was wearing a handkerchief. The thing is, at work, I
he bedazzles.
I do, actually.
Bedazzle?
I put little diamonds around my vagina.
So that's a bedazzle?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's so stupid.
I bedazzle at work. I get to work, what's the first thing I do? Take off my pants. And I'm like, look at my bedazzled vagina.
There's no equivalent for your penis.
Pajazzles. Can I be honest? Have you actually ever seen a vajazzled vagina? I haven't, but I don't think.
No, I haven't either.
I don't think it would be that appealing. I just think it would look like there's a lot of sharp things that can come. My most important thing in the world.
Would it be sharp?
Your credit rating?
That's actually funny.
Thank you.
No, think about it. Like, think about in your life how delicate you've been in that area. And then think about all the little fake diamonds that are super sharp, like you've seen, like, you know, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve.
Valentine's Day.
So what do you bedazzle at work?
Is that really my accent?
No, that's how you said
like
it.
Like your chin?
No, I don't bedazzle. Like so I wear like my tie clip, I have my handkerchief. I don't like to wear
my traditional hat.
Telling me that he doesn't actually bedazzle.
I don't like.
I was a little lost there.
Hang on, I'm telling you. I do like what I do is on a Monday.
Actually bedazzle.
On a Monday, I do like a very like Renaissance mosaic. So it's all square.
So he has the fluffy thing on his chest. That's also known as his hair. Yeah, that's what goes down.
Funny thing about my hair is...
Don't, listen. Keep it.
You would think it's everywhere, but really it's not.
It's actually... I'm actually surprised at how little there is.
Is it not? So my whole life, people are like, oh my God, I don't have anything. This is just...
It's just... You know what the
You know what it makes it look like? It makes it look like I actually shave everywhere else.
No, yeah.
Just so it's there.
No, the problem is that you always fucking present it like it's...
But you know what? So I will be honest. Lately, in the last 2 years, 3-4 years, I've been shaving it smooth. But now that for work, I always wear a buttoned up shirt with a tie.
See, I have no reason to. But see, everybody knows already. You can't do it.
Not everybody knows.
The guy over there.
Which guy?
Oh, right there.
Oh, he vajazzles. Yeah, he's probably had a vajazzle.
Did you guys have a vajazzle course together?
He was a vajazzle from the old country.
How many credits was it worth?
In the old country, they used to use pebbles.
Stones.
That's why a lady's vajazzle used to weigh a lot. She never had to do kegels. she had them stones.
Them stones.
Hey girl, you got them stones?
That's actually an ancient form of matrimony.
Matrimony?
Yeah girl, you got them stones going? That's how my parents got married. They actually got married beside a big... A big rock. Not a big rock.
A boulder.
Where we come from, a wedding gift to the bride is often like a big mound of gravel.
That is the same big Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew hurts your sperm count apparently. Did you know that?
That's why I was going to lose it. I thought you were going to say a big Mountain Dew.
I haven't had a Mountain Dew in a long time.
Yeah, have you heard that?
Although I never really liked it.
Mountain Dew on your sperm count?
It lowers it?
That's what I heard.
I think
think the same guy who told me that you can win a contest from the Beast Boys started to spread it out.
Yeah, but that guy's got no sperm, thankfully.
That's such a shame for Mountain Dew, though. Is that Coke or Pepsi?
Neither, actually, maybe.
That's such a shame for whatever one of that is, because a lot of people stop drinking it because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Also the women?
I can't lose my sperm.
I never liked that. I found it too tangy. Like the taste was never there for me.
It was too tangy, eh?
Yeah. I liked... the pop I drink these days has to be generally heavily laden with ice.
Laden.
So, like, a tall glass of Coke has to have lots of ice.
So it doesn't have anything to do with the pop. It just has to have ice.
No. I can't drink most pops. Mountain Dew, I don't drink anymore.
What about most Nas?
Crush pops. Crush, I don't drink anymore. The grape one from Crush, I don't drink anymore.
The grape one from Crush.
A shooter.
Look who's talking. I'm not a shooter. Yours, believe me. Yes, that's
right. Lady Babe. And then you skirt off.
Later.
But it's this one that you're talking about.
That's the one you're talking about.
Have you actually ever tried that?
No.
Because I think you're gonna break your pinky doing that. If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about two in the pink, one in the stick, and I'll tell you why. It's because...
Why does he have reasons? He has reasons!
I'll tell you why.
I thought it was just a joke that ended.
If anything, you want more... Your pinky is the least supportive finger on your hand. You actually should reverse that, because the index finger and the middle finger have more rigidity.
No, but it's fine.
And are actually longer, because... The chances of you making sure that stays in that age.
Yeah, but you have to like really force two fingers in the stink then.
If you break your pinky, imagine all the pain.
Imagine all the pain. It's okay, he plays guitar, he has a strong
and
pinky.
Poor fourth finger never gets any action. So if anything, you should always eat with your fourth finger.
Just by itself.
No, like this. Scoop you should it. Eat like this.
Just scoop it.
Both.
Drop the
both
phone.
Both, just like this.
God damn. That was gross. I don't want to talk about
what
that.
Do you think about the people who put stupid decals on their car like that?
Like what?
That state two in the pink or that whatever.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that? You've seen that, right?
I've seen this, not this.
No, I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I've seen that on people's cars.
Like what? Like, but like...
What do you think about the testicle?
Why?
The...
I don't get it.
The mud flaps?
No, the nuts.
No, on, I the nuts on the on tailgate, the, on the
yeah.
tow hitch.
Yeah. What's that called?
Toe hitch.
No, but it's called something.
Toe hitch.
No.
No, he's talking about the testicles.
Yeah.
They're called testicles.
Car nuts.
Car nuts?
Balls.
Car nuts, because it's funny how many levels, because a car is full of nuts.
And then if there's people, the person driving...
What I also hate is this truck and eyelashes.
Truck nuts, man.
Why? You know what I have to say is this. What I have to say is this. With all the... Just think about all the things in your life that would actually improve your life if you just spent 10 minutes doing them. So, you know, let's say, organizing your room a little bit, mm-hmm. cleaning a little bit, you know, things like that. Like,
right.
And the people who spend like an hour, you know what I'm going to do today? Wait a second, just think about it. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to drive to a store, buy an extra large scrotum with balls, put it on my car, and then I'm the kind of person that tells other people that they're gay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that right now.
Truck nuts.
No, I think...
Search on Amazon, see what you find. Truck nuts.
I'm not looking at, okay,
I bet you it's spelled with a Z.
Nuts.
With a capital Z and a small Z.
And the truck is spelled with two K's.
You looking up truck nuts?
It is spelled with a Z.
Oh my
gosh. I fucking knew it.
The ultimate truck accessory.
Truck nuts.
So what I mean is just imagine all the things that you can spend 10 minutes doing to improve your life. Meanwhile, people spend half a day to go do this shit.
Truck nuts, the ultimate accessory, that's their tagline. Okay. The second line says, size does matter.
Nice.
And this person was wrong saying, beep beep, move over, faggot, move over.
Who was ever concerned about the size of their nuts?
People, squirrels. If they don't have big nuts, they're going to have a bad winter.
No, I think for them it's quantity.
That's true.
But why?
And for most women,
it shouldn't matter though.
If you notice, 99% of men who have three testicles get married.
Okay.
Why? Because they have extra sperm to lose.
Truck nuts are a high quality novelty automotive accessory.
Well, how much are they?
Why are you guys?
Guess.
$40.
Yes. $39.99.
What a waste of time.
He bought a pair. That's why he knows.
What a fucking waste
actually,
of time.
Actually, they're only $15. But if you want the chrome ones, then they're $39.99.
Or if you want two balls. One for
oh,
20.
And did you know that they carry our takes a lickin' guarantee?
Oh, fucking hell. Are there any reviews? I bet you there are reviews.
This is not on. This is actually their website.
Oh, God.
The website is
fucking
nuts.
Can you imagine if you're a website designer, you're like really looking for work and you're really hoping to sell your business? What are you doing today, son? I made a website for, you know those truck nuts dad buys?
I don't want to talk about it.
Fuck.
Well, to each their own, you know. Everybody has.
I don't know. No, I'm just saying. Like, think about all the things that you can do.
Hey, man, I spent this weekend in my house because I was finishing the Zelda game. So.
Yeah, but that's different. That's actually accomplishing something.
I did. It was good.
For what? What Nintendo?
Yeah, the Wii U. Which one? I don't have the Switch yet. I'm gonna get it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it was really.
My
good.
Only thing with Nintendo was I never felt that their graphics were worse than anybody else.
Oh no!
What?
These truck nuts are apparently illegal in Florida.
That's hilarious.
Of course they are.
I love that.
$60 fine. That's so funny.
How about, what's the fine for having like a blue cover on your license plate here?
You can't have any cover on your license plate, apparently.
Yeah, but what's the fine?
No, you can have a. Can't you have a clear one as a protector?
No, I heard you can.
Who told you that? Same person who said to vajazzle yourself?
No, the same person that told them about the told us about the juice box.
Yeah.
And Mountain Dew.
And Mountain Dew sperm counts.
Okay. I hope that guy's ear starts bleeding.
That's not nice.
Hmm? Okay, sorry. No.
What if he's changed his ways?
You know what? I don't think anybody ever changed. Think about. I mean, we've lived relatively short lives compared to other people on this earth.
Compared to the span of time.
Yeah, but the amount of people you've known. Let's say the people you haven't seen. Let's say
a frog in there.
Carry on.
Let's say the people you haven't seen in years. Have they really changed when you see them again? No, really.
I don't know, because I've never seen them.
Maybe they might look different,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't think they
look different.
I don't think they are different.
It's amazing how people change in looks, like, from when you last see them to when you see them again.
I know, but then the funny thing is, then you can never remember what they used to look like all of a sudden.
True. You're like, really? Did they look like that at that point?
See, you would say that, because it's you.
Most people say that, though. Aside from the fact that my facial hair grows now.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hey, you have patches like me, though.
Yar.
Yeah, so do I.
Patchy the Pirate.
Says the white guy. Who's wearing a beard?
I'm not wearing it. No, but this doesn't grow here.
You do wear a beard.
No, you wear pants.
No, you don't.
Fucking idiot.
Pants hang.
Have you ever seen those memes? If a fidget spinner wore pants, would it wear like this or would it wear like this? Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
If a what?
Nothing. Fidget spinner.
That's the new thing.
Oh.
This is essentially a fidget
Don't touch
spinner.
My fidget spinner.
Good job. Now you're up to
How
speed.
How dare you?
So.
No, I saw one at Costco.
A fidget spinner? I bought these shoes at Costco.
Yeah?
Nice shoes.
Oh, I have the same ones.
They were $30.
I have the same ones. In black.
Those are Pumas?
Yeah, these are Pumas. Look, it says.
They're nice. They're light as fuck.
I don't know why I worked really hard to turn my body around.
They're light as fuck.
Yeah, they are. Why don't you take it off?
Cool.
Please, take it off, yes.
Have a hold.
Wait, did you actually want me to?
Yeah,
yes,
take it
I want to have a hold.
You sound really eager.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
Please, take it off, yes.
He's also vagina his feet.
Are you the kind of person who unties their shoes every time they take off their shoes?
I do,
no.
Because he is.
Actually, I lie. It depends on the shoe.
I do, because I take care of my fucking shit.
Oh, they are really light.
Can I see?
Now my shoe's in a basket of some kind. Why would you do that?
Because I want to see the lightness.
Who knows what's in that basket?
See, then the shoe gets so light, you're like, what exactly did I pay for?
Just care. Like, there's actually no shoe there.
What's this made from? Oh, they're actually brand new.
Yeah, I bought them like 3 weeks ago, not even. 2 weeks ago. Not even. 1 week ago.
What does Everride mean? Is that a porn site?
Huh? What do you see there?
That means you can ride it forever.
Yep.
You know when you... Oh, you know, this reminds me of speaking of old school things. Fat Farms. I never had a pair, though.
Oh, Fat Farms were so cool.
Did you think so?
Yeah.
What was that other one that the girls wore? They had like a cat as a symbol. Baby was that Fat Farm?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Baby Fat Farm?
That's it.
Baby Fat.
Oh, them
so
those
days. Worker babies then.
I have to retie my shoes, pardon me.
I guess not.
Fuck.
Biggie, 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 can't you see?
Don't continue because we're gonna get sued.
Sometimes your hips just hypnotize me. Is that what it is?
No, it's not. It was called
Biggie, biggie, gibby, can't
gibby,
you see?
Gibby.
I'll try it again.
Give me like the general manager for the
Can't you see?
Is that his
sometimes.
Isn't he just a manager? Isn't that what they're called?
A coach, right? And a manager is the same fucking shit.
Not in soccer.
No, not in hockey either. But in baseball, apparently.
Hey, speaking of hockey, what's your opinion on how the... Wait, were they out the last time we did this? I don't know.
I think they were close.
All right, so what's your opinion on this current
Biggie,
standings?
Biggie, biggie,
go ahead.
Can't you
Shut
see?
The fuck up.
Sometimes your curve just hypnotizes.
Also,
close?
No.
I don't really
biggie,
care.
Biggie, 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 oh. Can't you see? Sometimes your burps just hip. Is that what it goes?
Yeah, burps,
I burped and it tasted like that burrito that I had.
Oh, it's delicious.
Do you enjoy that when that happens?
No, I hate that.
No, I don't like it either.
I do, sometimes.
I will say, that burrito was tasty, but it was... There was not a good ratio.
I told you
didn't tell
to
me
go
that.
There. I go, why? But why there? You know we're going for something new. You know we're going for something new. Why would you order the same thing you ordered somewhere else?
Because I wanted to compare and contrast.
Bullshit.
Make a compare and make a contrast.
The sandwich was delicious.
Was the first one or the second one better?
I'll tell you what. You know what? You're right about that. The second one, the first bite
You're
was better.
You're right about that question you had.
The first one, the first one, the second bite was better. On the second one, the first bite was better. On the first one, the second bite was better.
He didn't finish his sandwiches.
If you had to, I only have two bites.
Three.
And I'm like, within two bites, if I don't know. It was really good.
Mm. Nice. So, what's your opinion on the current standings of the
For me, do you agree that the NHL season just lasts too long? It's almost June.
No, you know what I mean?
Hockey's
understand?
Over.
No, I don't understand how the basketball season starts like a month after the hockey season, but
Correct.
They end at the same time.
Fewer roughly. Teams, I think.
No, we both have 30.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know how that makes sense. And I also don't like how, like, a team in the West.
Sorry. I was making dumb faces. Go ahead.
Again, that was amazing. You know what? You look like one of those Maoris who do the haka.
Sorry?
You know one of those Maori people, the New Zealanders?
Oh.
Who do the dance
oh.
at the beginning of the,
they
of the, yeah.
The opponent?
Ah, chad! And then they smack their thighs. That's how I scare everybody.
You see the shit out of me, anyway.
I smack their thighs, it creates
I don't fun. Like how in the NBA, a series can end and another one can start before everybody's series are over.
Oh yeah, so we talked about this before.
What's wrong with that?
I just feel like.
He like.
It's saving time.
Yeah, no. But then at the end of everything, they all have to wait anyway. Because
yeah.
The finals always start on one day. Like June 1st is when the finals start.
The season's too long, man. The season's too long. See, that's, I hate to come back to it, but that's why the soccer season's perfect. It starts at the end of August and ends at the end of May. That's like, it just makes sense. Hockey's a winter sport. Yeah, but Chris, they only play one game a week.
Pardon me.
Most of the time, it's one game a week.
Tacos, delicious.
How many games do they play? Like 12?
If a team goes deep into most competitions, so the Premier League is 38 games.
They also have different tournaments.
How is that one?
That's
game
what
a week,
I mean.
Then?
Because there's different.
That's one game a week.
On.
Most of the time, it's one game a week. Then, if you're in the Champions League, it's every 2 months you play two games. You play one game 1 week and one game another week, so you could have two games a week.
Because they have like 90 different tournaments going on.
Yeah, so they have in England. You have the Premier League that you're in.
Fucking shit is too confusing for my house.
No, but that's what makes it exciting because you get the best players from all over the world, man. So if you're a good team and you stay deep into a lot of competitions, you can play 60
like
games a year.
Facing some Europe teams?
You can play 60 games a year.
Some Europe teams.
Are they not?
Yeah, because it's the World Club.
Club. The World Club of Fun.
Because they changed the name. Club World Cup is what it's called.
Oh, I see.
So the people who win from all over the world, so let's say Champions
but
League winner of
win.
Europe.
The TFC didn't win.
No, they won some. They won the Canadian.
They won the whatever cup, so they're in some other. Oh, they were in CONCACAF, the cup winners from North America.
Ah,
something like that. Something like that. MLS, I don't follow because I don't like how it's done. So I don't follow.
Have you been to BMO Field?
When it opened.
Is that Canada's new? On top?
I don't know. I don't follow. I don't follow recent updates to a building.
I follow building updates on Twitter.
Yeah. It's not like everything looks up. Oh my god, what's going on at Queen's Park? Did they clean the brick? That's not me.
The brick or the one?
Just the one. They clean one a day.
Specifically the one.
One a week.
D7.
Yeah.
They have it all
day. There's like 40 guys because you need the architect, you have to have some environmental guy,
you need
somebody from the history department, you have to have the permit guy.
You can't scrub too
Then hard. There's just some poor immigrant guy just with a bucket and a brush.
Just like,
saying, can I start?
No, so who do you want to take the coupe? El Cupo.
I like to see
El
Nashville
Cupo
open, actually.
De Stanley.
El Cupo de Stanley.
He can do that voice, I can't.
Ooh,
was it named after a Chinese overlord?
El Cupo de Stanley. Oh, that was probably French.
Oh, that was French?
Was Chinese?
That was French?
That I really thought.
That, to me, that was Asian.
Well.
Stanley.
I would say, if I were to do a French accent, I would do it like this.
Ah, oui, oui, bonjour.
No, see, that's just French. That's not a French accent.
You just spoke French.
That doesn't count.
What's that? I just placed my forearm on your right leg there.
I come to play the hockey today.
So, wait, sorry, who did you want to win? I didn't hear you.
Nashville. Smashville.
Yeah. Who?
It's Nashville.
Yeah. Why them?
Because they're the
Why the Predators?
They haven't won before.
So?
This is their first NHL Stanley Cup appearance in franchise history.
Wow, that's
who gives
wild.
A fuck?
He does, because he's. That's why. Is that the only reason why you're rooting for them?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Oh, cool.
Is that where Subban is playing?
Yes.
Oh, I want him to win.
A fact.
I want him to win. I'll tell you why. Because I feel whatever happened to him in Montreal was. I don't even know the whole story. I feel it was shitty. But him, I like as a figure.
I don't know what happened, but it's probably shitty.
Yeah, he was a Canadian guy. He was like a big star
Canadian
for them.
Guy.
It was like a huge start for them. And they're like, fuck off.
What? They traded him, right?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently he was a
drama queen?
Yeah, in the dressing room.
Maybe.
That's what they made it seem like.
Yeah, but of course you gotta do that. But the Montreal Canadiens are very difficult. Like, they're to get along with.
Didn't they get rid of Patrick Waugh?
Patrick Waugh.
When he was in his prime.
Yeah, but he was also a hothead. He was like...
That's true.
Yeah, he was a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes when you're... Sometimes the great players, that's what you have to be.
Little amount of crazy.
Dennis you Rodman, do, right? You know, you do.
Dennis
like
Rodman, for example.
When you're a little... Yeah, but he was just crazy for crazy's sake.
Yeah, he was.
He was wild. He wasn't crazy that made him a great player.
Did you know that just crazy. He was an NBA player? He was a janitor. And then he had a growth spurt, and then he's like, fuck it, I'll go to the NBA.
That makes sense.
I'm paraphrasing. I'm giving you the spark notes.
So you're saying, Chris, that one night...
He went, look, now's the time.
If I just fuck, have to do it. So if I wake up and hit my head on the door sill...
Yeah, you should just go for the...
I'm like, ma!
A dorsal?
The dorsal. Yeah, that's right. The dorsal
window
fin.
Windowsill, I've heard. But
no, the dorsal. The dorsal fin of the shark that's outside his window.
Hmm.
The dorsal fin, yeah.
See,
if you wake up and you have a dorsal fin,
that means you're a dog.
You say, "Hey, Michael Phelps, watch your vajazzle ass."
I'm coming for you.
I'm coming on I'm for you.
Didn't he
go to school?
Have a positive drug test?
I have no idea.
Yeah, but when you say positive drug, you could take that two ways. You could say it was a positive. It was great.
Wow, good experience.
It was amazing. I feel great. Or did he have a positive drug test?
Is the East playoffs done already?
No, it's tonight.
Is it game 7? There's,
no,
game 6. Who's up?
See, I'm sorry, man. The Stanley Cup will last way too long. But can you at least agree, Michael? But can you at least agree as a fan of this sport that it lasts too long? Like, it's summertime.
I mean, I prefer to have more games than less.
Like, you see, basketball to me is an outside sport. Because you can bet outside. That's too much.
Baseball's worse. It's like 140-something.
But they're not moving.
I don't know.
But they're not moving.
Yeah, but... In hockey, you take like...
No game that you can have a game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Okay.
That's such an odd...
How that game is so big and curling is not when it's...
Curling is dope. Not when I'm trying to watch the ball game, though.
Every
when
once
I'm trying
in a
to
while.
Watch the fucking Raptors playoffs,
yeah.
And I turn on fucking TSA.
In curling, does every person get to shoot the rock?
Yeah, I think so. I think they wrote
the... You know what's a good movie? Men with Brooms. You should watch it. It's actually a great movie.
Is that about curling?
Yeah.
It's about cleanliness.
Movie. Yeah.
It's about these janitorials.
It's about these four custodians. Custodials, I don't even know what that means.
Janitorials.
One day they wake up. One day they wake up and they're like, we're not taking this dust anymore.
It's like Ghostbusters for janitors. Finding all the dust.
Wait, but who's Ghostbusters for then? The Ghostbusters? The people who actually bust ghosts? All five of them in the world. There's probably more than that, actually.
But people, what, ghosts who rob people?
No, the fucking...
They bust them. They're going to jail. Like,
they bust those them. Ghosts.
Or are they, are they fluffers for ghosts and they bust those ghosts?
They bust those ghosts. And then they pee to make sure they don't get a UTI.
Hey, I learned the hard way, man. Go pee.
What if Ottawa is in the final? Would you want Ottawa to win?
No, I don't give a fuck.
So, has Ottawa ever been in the Stanley Cup final?
I don't know.
Oh, well. This is good information we're having here. Spreading some good information.
I just think the hockey is too much of a lottery because of the draft, and so the shitty team gets the good player.
This year they're going to have an expansion draft, actually.
And you can't. Oh,
that's
fuck
right.
off.
That's happening.
Too many teams.
Who, I don't know how that's going to work. How do you have a league
lists?
With 31 teams?
Too many teams.
Yeah,
where's it going? Where's it going?
Las Vegas.
Why? Like, why?
Because there's not enough to do in Vegas. You need a hockey team to go see.
Go fuck off and die.
Oh, also the Oakland Raiders are there now, I'm pretty sure.
In Vegas?
So how
yeah,
can
they
move
them?
Yeah.
Kind of
so how can they be Oakland?
They're not
Oakland
anymore.
What are they?
Vegas Raiders?
Isn't it just too hot there?
That's why they're indoors, you fuck.
They're actually indoors?
I'm assuming they are. There's a such thing as an indoor stadium. I believe Minnesota
so
has
expensive.
It because Minnesota's fucking ice cold.
No, I think Minnesota they're open because they're always freezing those
what
people.
What are you talking about?
Football stadium.
Talking about football.
Oh.
Minnesota
talking about the Raiders for a second there.
See, but that's why I think...
an indoor stadium?
Yeah. They have
but that's why I think football is so big in the States. It's because the scarcity of games. The season only lasts 6 months. There's only like 16 games. Or how many games are there?
I think 16.
12.
Like,
well, yeah, 16.
I'm just saying.
It's 16 weeks.
So that's what I mean.
It might be 15 games.
So it makes it like... That's why soccer, I think, is growing. Is because one game a week, it's a big event... Every game counts.
I think soccer is growing because it hasn't hit puberty yet.
Quite.
Bad joke.
I think my ear is bleeding.
I didn't even like that joke.
No, not another one.
Anyways. Another one bites dust. Another bad joke from me.
Another one bites dust.
That's enough now. No more.
And another one going. And another one going.
No, you got him going too.
Good song.
See what happened?
And another one bites the dust. Hey.
Next line. What is that? But I don't get the
bites the dust. You're
everybody's
dead.
Everybody's dying.
But why is that an analogy for death?
Because
you bite the dust.
That's a saying. That's literally a saying.
Michael, because you bite the dust.
Why do people say things that don't make sense?
Look who's talking.
I'm not the language inventor.
Another one bites the dust.
Hey.
So raspy.
Say it again.
Another one bites the dust.
Hey. Hey. It's gonna get you too.
Hey.
No. Oh, fuck. The one thing you've been saying.
Hey. It's gonna get you too.
He's giving you one line to do, because it's easier for your brain.
Another one bites the dust.
Good job.
Hey.
Don't get me.
It's gonna get you too.
I really want to fucking...
Don't! What are you doing, man?
He's taking apart your...
What are you doing? Why don't you look before you... Do I come to your house and just start pulling things?
You don't come to my house.
Yeah, because you don't invite me, you fuck.
You don't still start pulling... You start pulling things, that's why.
Don't worry, I'll put it back. See, there you go. Like, it never happened.
Was National...
What is this for?
It's called a pressure washer, you dumbass.
It washes under pressure?
Yep.
Man. Under pressure.
It's like Kobe Bryant. It's the Kobe Bryant of washers.
Yeah, but he's, you know.
LeBron James got 12 points last game?
Yeah, LeBron.
Did he really?
He played poop.
Wow, what happened?
He just played like
poop. Did he got boxed out?
No, he played like poop.
Did he got guarded out?
Yeah, he got guarded out.
By who?
Jay Crowder. And every bad day.
That was actually a thing, what I said?
Yeah.
It's actually a thing?
No. You and these fucking corduroy pants, man.
Boxed
it's
out
the weather. The weather's keeping me in these corduroys.
Boxed out was
the weather is what in these corduroys?
The weather's keeping me in these corduroys because it's coldies.
It's coldies? For your testes?
It's coldies in my toesies.
Coldies for your testes?
No, in my toesies.
So your testes are warm?
Oh, like ice. Another one, bass dust.
Told you I'm not getting involved.
That's not the lyrics.
I'm not getting involved.
Ask me a question.
No.
Good.
See how easy that was? See how smooth that was? Was National the underdog in everyone?
Here we go, here we go.
I don't know.
Why can't you just sleep
well enough? Do you not pay attention to your sport at all, ever?
I haven't watched a hockey game in like fucking 8 weeks.
Ooh, so 2 months.
You're supposed to be the hockey guy.
Yeah.
Who else is going to talk about hockey? Don't open that. You're going to make a fucking mess.
I want to drink it.
Well.
You know what, please. Just drink it. I'll give you $5. Have a sip.
What does it say? You know some things you shouldn't induce vomiting for?
Yeah, because it burns.
On the way up as well.
Mm-hmm.
You should keep it in there and just hold that shit.
But how do you know that?
So then doesn't it burn your asshole?
No, they pump it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, how do they pump it out?
I don't know.
With the vacuum. What they do is they get a tube and they get a little midget to run up and down on a...
up and down your asshole?
No, on a bellows.
Goes, on a what?
On a big bellows. You know one of those bellows? Look at...
Isn't a bellow like that thing that you used to blow?
Yeah, exactly.
Air?
No, a bellow is exactly. A bellow.
So they get the they get them to jump down and take out all the air.
It's like the guy.
Then they get them to jump up, so it sucks all the air, everything out of your stomach.
A bello cisori.
It's quadribu.
Quadribu. That's
what they're telling I have to be honest. Sometimes when I hear parts of my family speak Italian, even I have to catch up.
See, this is not to induce vomiting.
It would kill you.
You know what? In this situation,
if they're not, let me
fucking vomit. I press the vomit button on every person.
Do you know how calm? You know people would punch you in the face for while somebody's dying? Let me just read what it says here. What does it say here? It says it's good to 40 degrees.
Read the label!
It says, somebody's gonna be like, it's good to 40 degrees. Put them in the freezer! Freeze it out of them!
freeze it so that...
Yeah, exactly.
It stops.
It won't go down through your body if it's frozen.
Oh, man. Oh, Jacob Tutu.
Wasn't that a show?
It was.
Yeah, it was. But I haven't seen that in a while. I missed it. You know what? Maybe I'm going to watch
it. You know what I watched recently? That kind of made me feel unsettled. So, on Twitch the other day...
I never got into that.
No, don't worry.
What's it about?
I haven't explained anything yet. On Twitch the other day, Twitch is a streaming service. Thanks.
Yeah, what's it do?
They stream things.
Stream services.
Thanks, Michael.
Services, that's right. So... On Twitch the other day, or not the other day, a while ago, Twitch streamed a Bob Ross marathon. So every single Bob Ross thing was playing for like a week straight, every single episode, back to back.
Bob Ross!
So every now and then I'd hop in and watch an episode of Bob Ross painting some fucking shit.
And?
Beautiful. Calming. Bob Ross is very soothing.
Is he?
Yeah, he calms down. He's like, pin a little tree there. And I'm like, fuck yeah, Bob Ross, pin a little tree.
Sorry, what's Bob Ross's voice?
It's like, pin a little tree there.
Sounds like Michael Jackson.
Sounds like Michael.
It's a very bad Bob Ross impression. I don't do a good Bob Ross impression.
Pin a little tree there.
No, that's more like fucking the whistling guy in Family Guy. That guy, yeah. But anyways, so, Twitch was streaming Bob Ross. Mm-hmm. And I watched it, and that was fine. I've never watched Bob Ross as a child, but I've always heard of
it. Say Bob Ross one more time, please.
Bob Ross.
Say it.
Bob Ross is a fun name to say, though. Bob Ross.
Now say Bob Doss.
Bob Ross.
Oh, no, she was great.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Bob Ross the Farian.
Barabbas.
That guy was a scumbag, wasn't he?
No, wasn't he?
No, he was the guy they freed instead.
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't his fault.
So therefore it was a scumbag because he was in jail.
I hope so about it.
Jesus.
Fuck you. Good point. Good job. You got me.
I just hope Barabbas bought a lottery ticket. I couldn't believe his luck.
You think they had lottery back then for like a goat and three eggs?
No, three eggs.
Like, you go to the corner store and they're like,
three
lottery.
It's too hot. Too hot in Jerusalem to let three eggs just wait.
Okay.
Wait, do you have a lottery?
But I'm just saying.
What if you have a daily lottery?
Yeah, today's a goat. This week's lottery is for a goat. And then every week it goes up, so they add more goats.
So what would it, if they kept doing it, what would you win?
No, eventually it caps out.
What would you win if it was Miguel this week, Jamaica?
It caps out!
The lottery caps out
at like 50 million, right?
Week one
is one goat, and then week two is two goats. And then it goes to like seven.
Exponentially.
What are you gonna do with seven goats if you win?
How the fuck do I know? I don't need a goat.
Where are you gonna find seven goats?
At the goat farmer's stop.
Where? The goat farmer's
stop.
Stop, which is what? A bridge?
I don't know, I was it from that time.
It's a goat farm, duh.
Anyways.
I also agree.
I was talking about Twitch and Bob Ross. So.
Barabbas.
That's how we ended up there. Thank you for reminding me. So yeah, so then the other day, which was like 3 days ago this time, on Twitch they were streaming Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I missed him.
But
oh
like,
God,
I was watching it with a friend, and I felt very unsettled.
Because it's an old man with kids, right?
No, like, because like the fucking stream that they were using, it was like original like tapes, so there was like tape fuzz on it. You know how like VHS tapes have fuzz? And then like the color wasn't exactly like bright and vivid, so it felt like it was like spooky. And then, like, there's a fucking dog making toast. I was like, yo, this is fucking creepy.
Mr. Rogers. What was the other guy's name? There was another one.
Samuel Jackson.
No, another old guy.
Oh, Dr. Phil. Regis Philbin.
Another old
guy.
I'm ignoring you. I'm trying to...
A kid show.
Another old guy with a kid.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
No.
What did he do on this kid show? Did he do anything in...
Art Attack.
That's another.
Did you see the thing? I saw that thing
he's
on Facebook.
He's a metal singer now or something.
No. He was like making an art attack for a dick. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It was like a video of him just molding a dick, and then he hung it on his wall that you can hang things on.
But anyway, sorry. What's the other one?
I don't remember now. Remember Dragon Tales?
No.
I'm talking about Mr. Rogers. Did you ever watch Mr. Rogers episode? Did you find it unsettling? Because me and my friend both came to the consensus that it was very unsettling.
Did you?
Yeah. I just wanted to
be haven't watched it back in a long time.
You can go on Twitch right now. I don't know if it's still streaming. But maybe it might be.
Why are they streaming the most random thing?
Because Twitch does that sometimes. Because they are free to do whatever the fuck they want, I guess. It's their platform.
Freedom in America.
You have a little bedazzling on your eye.
Put it there on purpose. I took it off my vagina. That's how big my clit is, actually. It was on my clit.
Oh my God.
Hey, sometimes...
So the NBA playoffs are happening,
look,
too.
Sometimes they can get big, okay?
Swole.
Sometimes they're good to find. Sometimes they're hard to find. Sometimes they're looking for a mouse in a haystack full of shit. That's very hard.
Swole.
You say swole.
It's swole.
Hey, you baby girl, your clit's swole, fam.
That guy just asked, this might seem redundant question, but what does swole mean?
I'm retreating into my hoodie.
Now be honest, Michael. In the heat of the moment, have you actually said that?
No, never.
You've said that before. I'm such a man. That came out so smooth. He said that before. It's gonna come out soon. So what does swole mean, Michael, exactly?
Hey, baby girl.
Really, what does it mean, Michael?
Later, man. See you in your swole clip later.
It's funny.
So the NBA playoffs are happening.
That's funny.
Holy fucking shit, man.
Oh, that's funny. Would you ever say, sir, your clit's too swole? Can't do anything. I can't get a grip on it.
I keep trying.
I can't get a grip on it.
Can't get a grip on it. You're like this. It's
the big. What are you grabbing?
Yeah.
You can get a grip on it.
You're fucking, like this.
You're holding on tight? Like you're fucking...
Are you just going... like Rocky.
You're speedbagging...
Teabagging?
Speed bagging.
Is that what it's called?
Speed, that's
no,
a speed
actually,
bag.
What's
the one,
the...
This one is a speed bag. The one that's like a big fucking sausage. That's a heavy bag.
So the speed bag, what is it exactly for?
What do you think it's for?
No, but like, what's that, what does that motion do exactly?
It quickens your
does it?
Quicken your punches, I'm assuming, I don't know.
Well, so why'd you, why'd you look at me like
because
I was
because the name is speed, what do you think it's for?
It's also called cocaine.
No, that's not speed.
Cocaine.
That's a different drug.
So what does swole mean?
Swole means like big, like you're making gains in the gym. You lift weights to become swole.
So you're telling me, Michael, your girlfriend's doing Kegels for that swole clit.
That's the conclusion that you've made. Very good.
She's walking around with a 3-pound weight tied up. Lassoed around.
Lassoed. That's fucking funny.
That's fun times.
So the NBA playoffs are happening.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Fuck the NBA
playoffs. Oh, fuck, it's all house.
Oh, wait, are they playing right now? Let me just take a look-see.
Oh, guys, anyway.
My phone's dead.
Shall we call it?
Call it. Let's call it Barabbas.
Fuck, let me go.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Oh, man.
You sure? Yeah.
Not the other guy? Like, I did some bad things. Are you sure?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, at some point my phone turned off.
That whole swole clit thing's gonna get to me for a few days. You know why it's funny? Because it's probably true. Sometimes things like that only come out when they're true. I gotta be honest.
But
never mind. Let me just think for 5 seconds. Okay, I'm good.
Alright, well, I'm glad one of us is.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
I'm not good. I'm not good.
Oh, thank you, everybody, to make it to the end of this long drawn out saga. From 2% sperm. And what was your nickname this episode, Chris?
Cesori.
Una bella Cesori.
Cesori, who's your doctor? Come see the little scoop-a-doop-a-doop to take out the wax from your ears.
Scoobleroo and
Scoobladoo.
And Cesori, sorry. Cesori.
Okay, guys.
See you on the next installment.
Don't forget to like and share. Can I finish?
Three fucks in a garage.
Three fucks in a garage. I like that one.
I would just call it three fucks and an apple. This makes sense.
Actually, it's two apples and an Android.
Ooh. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening to Three Fucks in a Pear. Three guys, one cup. Three guys, one stank.
Later, man.
Okay, guys. Watch out for your pinkies.
Gang, gang. Later, man. Did you the flip side, man.